Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
We're our first guest in, haven't we?
We have the lovely Val, who's come in to tell us all about tiny tent sleepovers.
Good afternoon, Val.
Hi.
Hi, tiny tent sleepovers. Now, this has fascinated me since we first contacted you to come in. Can you tell us what it's about, please?
What it is we have tiny tent frames, which we put covers on.
Mm-hmm.
And then we set them up in people's houses, at wedding venues, for children that get tired in the evening.
Oh.
And there are 9 different tents.
Mm-hmm.
We do Unicorn, Disney Frozen, Disney Princess, and Stars, which actually glow in the dark for the girls. And then for the boys, we have football. Star Wars has to be done.
Yep.
Pirates. And then we have a glow-in-the-dark moonscape. And then for the girls and the boys, we do, obviously, the emoji.
Oh, yes.
Mm. Interesting. So, how big are these things?
They're only approximately 2 foot wide by maximum 4 foot long.
Oh, right. So it takes one person.
We can put it up with one person. Each tent is individually put up.
Yes.
We put a small bed inside with the quilt, the pillow, little table at the front, which has a lantern, a torch, a little sleep mask. And then all the tents have fairy lights and bunting going from them from tent to tent.
So you can have a party, like a sleepover party. Is that what it's all about? That's the idea of it.
Yeah, sleepover party. Takes all the hassle away from mum and dad.
Yeah.
We set up, then we go back when they've had the fun. We take them down again.
So you said this could be in the garden.
It could be.
Or indoors.
You can have it in the garden. They were predominantly for indoors.
Yes.
But with this weather.
Yeah, I say it's ideal at the moment.
But it's ideal. They can have them outside.
What a great idea, though, for weddings.
I just love
children
that
who are tired.
Yeah.
So have a little kip here.
Yes.
Is that popular with weddings?
It's popular with everything.
Mm.
Within 2 hours of going live on Facebook, we had 7 bookings.
Wow,
that's really amazing.
Because it's different. It's something different, yes. And we do add-ons. We do pinatas.
Oh, yes.
Breakfast books, midnight feast books.
Oh, yes. That's always special, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because it's something you shouldn't be doing.
And we make up a parcel if you want, save you doing it.
Oh, so it's kind of, it's not quite party planning, but almost.
Almost.
Yes.
Yeah, it's almost.
But with this unusual aspect of having the little tents. Oh, I'm really fascinated by that idea.
And what is the youngest you would recommend for this?
5.
5?
Right, yeah.
Because we don't stay. We go in. We put it up, the parents take over, then we go and clear up.
Yeah.
You just facilitate it, it's the parents' thing to run.
Yeah, it just takes that hassle out of, where am I going to sleep them? You know, how many can I have because I haven't got the beds or the whatever, you know.
But you provide all that.
We provide everything.
So you can take over the living room or dining room or whatever it is the house has got.
Yeah.
And it's done.
Or a conservatory. Mm. Some people empty their conservatories out so we can get
great
the tents
idea.
In there.
Yeah, absolutely great idea.
You know, so.
Then they lock the doors and throw away the key.
I have to say Unicorn is the most popular.
I bet it is.
Yeah, I was just... We've got a young granddaughter who would absolutely love that.
Yes.
Not that she's on the island, that's not the point, but she'd absolutely love that.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if she'd be torn between Unicorns or Frozen. I'm not entirely sure which.
I think we're into Unicorns.
We're into Unicorns at the moment, yes.
You'd have to have a longer one for her, though.
Yeah, she's quite long for her age, yeah. But, talking of that, what's the top end age range, roughly? Or is it based on size?
Adult. I can lay on them.
Oh, okay. So that they
there are, you can do them for hen parties.
Oh wow!
Stag parties,
right, I keep well clever hen party.
A bit
stag party with unicorns.
Yeah. I'll tell you what we do. Can we take a little break now? We'll come back with a piece of music and we'll carry on talking about some tiny tents. And we've still got Val with us from Tiny Tent Sleepovers. Now these tents, as you say, you can get an adult in them or down to 5 years old.
You can,
and they're wooden, but the tent is set at the wooden frame.
It's a wooden frame, which we actually had made on the island by a carpenter. They're A-frame, basically, And when we take the covers off, we can then fold them flat. So for storage, they just fold flat.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, it's a good idea. And the covers are, as you said, all these different styles.
The covers are all different styles, from unicorn to football covers to stars, which all the material for that we brought in Hellersley's in Newport.
Okay.
To try and keep it all local.
Good yeah, that's idea. Really good, yeah. And
So can you have a mixture? Could I, if I was going to have, say, half a dozen, there could be three girls, three boys, could I have football in one and Star Wars in another? And
you could have six different tents.
Oh, that's good. So you haven't got to stick to one
thing. No. We've had a party recently where we had six unicorn and four emoji.
Okay. And the stuff inside you take away, and you do all the laundry and everything else on
we
that.
We do all the laundry.
Yeah, that's you can't see the eye rolling here, ladies and gentlemen. But
all the laundry, all the ironing, all the washing.
Yes. So, I mean, the plus side of that is it's all clean and fresh for each user
every time. It's never ever reused.
No,
it's washed every time.
But that's fair enough, and that's just to make sure the parents have got a bit of comfort there that it's all absolutely clean, fresh. Yeah. And laundered, and of course, at the end of the day, you're not there, so it's their party to run however they want, or not, as the case may
certainly
be.
Certainly is.
So how much time do you need to set up, say, for half a dozen children?
We can probably set up half a dozen tents now in 3/4 of an hour.
Right. Okay, so...
But you'd prefer a bit longer.
Yeah, we say an hour. We normally say an hour.
Yeah.
But we try and get in and out as quick as possible, at least... problems to
the parents have got enough to think about.
We normally go in and say, just leave us to it, we'll sort it all out. We'll give you a shout when we're done, because.
And how far in advance do you have to book now? Are your bookings coming?
We've got bookings for December.
Wow.
Really?
We are getting really busy.
Good for you.
Now, the cost of this for parents, that's the question they are going to ask, isn't it?
Yeah, it's £20 per child per tent.
Okay.
Wow, that's not so bad,
£20 per tent. So,
that
six
includes
tents.
Everything you mentioned.
Everything.
The table, the...
Everything you need to sleep in, the table, the bed.
The torch.
The torch, the lantern, the sleep mask, the tent itself, all the covers. Mm. So basically, if you've got a sleepover party... All you need to say to parents is...
Bring your child.
Just bring your child with their pyjamas.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everything else is
£20
done.
£20 isn't
That's
bad,
very
is
good.
It?
That's very good. And the add-ons, you do the midnight snack boxes and things like that.
Yep.
They are a bit... They're obviously, they're extra, though.
Yeah, they're... The snack box and the breakfast box are £3 per child.
It's not bad,
the breakfast
either.
Box will include the little boxes of cereals... Mm-hmm. A croissant or a chocopan, orange juice or fruit juice. We always ask the parents about allergies.
Yes, of course.
Anything like that. And we put breakfast bars in as well. The Midnight Feast, which is a sharing box, has big packets of crisps, marshmallows, popcorn, sharing bars of chocolate.
All the good stuff. Drinks,
all the healthy stuff.
All the good stuff.
So they can all creep out of their tent and have a little party at midnight.
Yeah, they can.
And nobody will know.
No, we sneak out and have this party. And but we always ask parents if they want a healthy option.
Yes.
Because
sometimes it's
individual choice.
Absolutely.
And we have to know whether there's allergies.
Of course, yeah.
Of course.
Then we do the piñatas.
Yep.
They're £17, but that is totally filled with, I hate to say it,
everything you can
glitter.
Glitter, yes.
Yes.
And then we put little toys in, we put little sweets in.
Yeah.
Anything we can find that will actually fit into a piñata.
Yeah.
Not bad at all. So
I think that's very, very, very reasonable, to be fair.
How do people go about booking you?
They can phone me on 07525 782585, or we're on our Facebook page, which is Tiny Tent Sleepover Parties, and they can message me, private message me, or go onto the site.
Well, can you repeat that number for us, please, Maggie?
I think I got it right. 07525 782585.
That's it.
That's the one. You see, you got that. See, what
that.
A memory. And yes, I just what you were saying, Tiny Tent Sleepover Parties Facebook page. Yes, it's got some great pictures of them on there. I like that. We'll put a link to that page up when we do the podcast of this.
Thank you.
I'll send you a link to the audio as well, good. So you can do something with
contact Val on the phone number we just gave you, yep. And or you can look at the Tiny Tent Sleepover page on Facebook and book your son or daughter or their friends something quite different.
Yes.
For a sleepover party. Not heard of anything like this before.
This sounds quite fascinating.
And so the idea was... you think the idea originally came from Australia?
I have heard that it originally came from Australia.
Oh, you've got no proof of that one way or the other.
I've got no proof of that, so that's just hearsay. Mm. But as I say, I've got a friend that does it on the mainland.
Mm.
And I sort of said to her, you know, do you mind if I do it? She said, well, of course not.
Yeah.
You're nowhere near me. You're not next door. You know, you're on the Isle of Wight.
Yeah.
So it's not competition.
Yeah.
That's and excellent. It is extremely popular over there as well.
Mm. I imagine it's popular everywhere. As I say, thinking of our grandchildren, the granddaughter would go for it. Not so sure the grandson would. He'd look at that girl, it's a bit girly.
Because he's getting old.
That's really good. You've got some nice pink ones up here in your pictures there. So if you're listening and you've got your Facebook in front of you, just put in Tiny Tent Sleepover Parties into the search box.
What a great idea.
And it's really good. And you can contact Val via that or on the phone. And we'll have all the details on the Vectis Radio Facebook page as well when we publish this interview. Thank you very much for coming in, Val.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, Isle of Wight's community station.